Hello, boys, and welcome to my little quiz game. So you pressed play, you're curious, but I want you to commit at this point to listening until the end, unless I tell you to get off. That you commit to me, to spending time with me. Good. I don't want any of you to jump ship now that you know I've changed the questions. I know who you are. Some of you go back and read the scripts or use it in order to cheat. Oh, it's so cute. And also, nay, nay, my friend, I have all new questions for you. And they're not trivia so much as they are riddles. Attention to detail, mostly. Things a fifth grader who is paying attention should be able to answer. Let's see if you can pay attention when you're all turned on. What do you think? I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to test you, and if it's up to snuff, you're going to get the best reward imaginable. You're going to get my permission to come. You could come whenever you want, right? But having my permission, my blessing, working for it, feeling like you've earned it when you explode is so much better, isn't it? Here's how the game will work. I will ask you 9 questions, and each question will come with a reward if, darling, you get it right. I won't spoil any of your prizes, but I can tell you that the prize for getting the final question right, those of you that make it through the gauntlet, is that you get to come. However, this is the delicious part. The part you love. The part that feels like a gamble. The part that makes you feel good when I tell you to come is knowing that a lot of boys didn't make it. Isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. I know because you've told me. If you get any of the questions wrong, then it's game over for you. You take your hand off, turn the audio off, and try again later. Time to be determined when you fail. So you better have faith in your brain if you play this game, because if you don't know how to turn a riddle around to find the obvious answer right in front of you, this game may end up being a little frustrating, or a lot frustrating, or you're one of my really smart, shy boys who doubts themselves. But really, this game will be no problem for you. I'll give you one lifeline, okay? Because I'm generous. Say thank you. Good boy. If you get stuck on a question, one question, you can skip it only once. If you have to play this game twice to make it through, 3 times to make it through, your lifeline has already been burned. You actually have to answer at least 8 out of the 9 questions correctly in order to gain my approval for when you come. I'm feeling mischievous today. Can you hear it? If you need to cash in the lifeline, though, until the next question is asked, you have to stop stroking. It's like a penalty. Okay? You know, make it fairsies. You only get to use this once. All game, so use it wisely, and no pausing to Google the answers. I see you, you little cheaters. You toe right to the edge. No cheating. Are we ready to begin? Good. First off, I need you to strip just down to your underwear. If you're an overachiever and you're already naked, just slide those sexy undies back on for me. I like watching you putting clothes on or off. It's very nice. Let's begin. We'll start with a nice easy one for you. So generous. What is the closest star to the planet Earth? You've got 5 seconds to answer. Say it out loud. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Decided on your answer? Good. If you said anything except for the sun, then you're wrong. I'm sorry. That's the right answer. I hope you got that one right, because I feel like it's kind of a gimme. If you did, it's time for your first reward. I'm going to let you stroke that cock, but stroke it over your underwear, okay? Just stroke it nice and slowly. Concentrate on the head if you want. Work it up for me. Get it nice and hard for me. I want to see the outline stretching your underwear. Feel the pre-cum on the tip of your cock soaking through the fabric. Good boy. Keep stroking. Now keep doing that while we move on to question 2. Are you ready? Feels good, doesn't it? Here we go. In what month do Scandinavians drink the least amount of beer? Do you think you know the answer? 5 seconds to decide again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have you earned the next reward? I wonder. Say your answer out loud for me. No cheating. Did you say February? Because it has the least number of days in the month. Did you say February? Oh, good boys. Noticing that February has the least number of days, so logically, they would drink the least amount of beer in February. If you got that wrong, turn off this audio and get dressed, pet. Get dressed. You can try again in 24 hours. But if you got it right, it's reward time. That cock must be getting quite hard now, right? Is it dripping with pre-cum? Pushing up against your underwear like I requested? Just bursting to be free? Certainly looks like it is to me. Delicious. Well, your reward is to let it out. Go on, get naked for me, and you can play with your cock now, but only with one finger. Just trace it up and down, tease it for me. We're only just getting started, and believe me, you'll have more than enough time to stroke that cock if you can answer these questions well enough. Okay, time for round 3. Pay attention, pet. This one's particularly easy, and also you're turned on, so it might be kind of hard. In the nursery rhyme, Sing a Song of Sixpence, how many bluebirds were baked in the pie? Oh, you're singing it in your head. Oh, it's adorable. Keep stroking with that finger. And I want you to think about the answer and say it out loud in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This was an easy one, right? They were blackbirds, not bluebirds. Ah, so many of you going on to the next round. Maybe I need to make these harder. If you got it wrong, turn off this audio. Get dressed. 24 hours. Bye-bye. Those of you that are still here, feels good knowing that some boys are being denied while you are getting ready for another reward, aren't you? It's time for you to stroke properly. Your full hand around that beautiful cock, stroking up and down. Wrap your fingers around it for me and stroke. Oh, wait. I want you to use your non-dominant hand to do it. There you go. Just stroke slowly for me. You look a little less sure of yourself this way. Is it strange? Stroking with the wrong hand. It just doesn't quite work as well, does it? It's good to get some practice in, though, don't you think? Challenge yourself. Stroke nice and slow for me. I still just want you teasing that cock like I would if I were there. The real fun is still to come. Ready for question 4? Good. Focus, pet, as you stroke. What are the last few hairs on a dog's tail called? Think about it and lock in your answers by saying it out loud in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got it? Good. Did you say dog hairs by chance? I really hope you've played these kinds of games before. Games where you have to see the obvious. Because if you got that wrong. Take your hand off that cock. I was just starting to get excited, wasn't it? Turn off this audio and... Since you made it this far, I want you to wait 36 hours and no touching. 36 hours of chastity before you try again, whether it's this audio or anything else. No porn, baby. No stroking. Just think about paying attention to details next time. If you got it right, it's time for you to start stroking with your dominant hand. Ah, that feels good. Wrap that hand around your cock and stroke for me, but keep it at a medium pace. I want you to be able to focus. I also don't want you anywhere near the edge yet. I just want you teased and worked up and desperate for more. Stroke up and down for me. Oh. You're doing well so far. 4 questions out of 4, right? Well done. Assuming you've still got your lifeline question pass. You might need that at some point because these questions will be getting harder. Harder, like your cock. But harder questions lead to better rewards, don't they? Medium pace. Stroke for me, pet. Ready for question 5, good boy? Halfway there. Let's see if you're ready. I'm sure you've heard this question before, but what came first? The chicken or the egg? Oh, tricky, tricky. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Say your answer out loud, pet. Chicken or egg? Did you say egg? Very good. Logically speaking, dinosaurs were laying eggs millions and millions of years before the first chicken evolved. But you knew that, right? If you didn't, if you said chicken, turn off this audio. 36 hours of chastity for you with all the boys who failed number 5. So if you're still here, congratulations. You have officially reached the halfway point of my little game. And at this point, I'm done with the teasing and the toying and the playing. It's time to get serious. Start stroking that cock hard and fast. I want you getting to the edge. I want you ready to come at any moment. I want you desperate to come at any moment. And there's one other rule I'm going to introduce now because I think you've done well so far, and I'd feel bad to outright deny you after this. So, from now on, if you get a question wrong and you've used your lifeline, you get to ruin your orgasm for me. That means that you get right to that point of no return. Oh, that point where you're just about to come and you take your hand off. If you do it right, cum should leak, dribble out of your cock. You'll shoot a load, but you won't orgasm, and you get the relief of orgasm with none of the pleasure. It's cruel as hell, and I love it. Are you getting close to that edge yet? I know. There's something about not knowing if you're going to get to come that turns you on so much. It makes you even more desperate to get to come. You better be getting close to that edge because it's time for question 6, and I've already let you stroke as fast as you want. What do you think I'll reward you with this time? Let's see if you get to find out. Focus. What has 4 legs, a tail, eats oats and hay, and sees equally well from both ends? I'm going to read that twice because it is a little harder and there's so much more on the line. What has 4 legs, a tail, eats oats and hay, and sees equally well from both ends. Oh God, if you get this wrong and you ruin for me, you're gonna fucking kick yourself. Lock in your answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I hope you said a blind horse. if you didn't, I'm so sorry, because this reward is going to be a good one, but you'll miss out, I'm afraid. However, because you've gotten this far, you don't go away empty-handed. You still get your ruined orgasm, remember? Come on, stroke that cock. Get to the edge, get right there, and then keep going. Fuck. Yes. Get there, get ready to come for me. So close. Get past that point, and then take your hand off. Ruin it for me. Good boy. Oh. Look at all that cum just dribbling out. Such a good boy. A good frustrated boy. Oh, now I'm afraid that it's game up for you. Time to turn the audio off and embrace your 36 hours of chastity. Bye. Everyone else who's still here, keep stroking for me. Everyone who's still here, keep stroking for me. Keep on that edge. It's time for your reward. I'm going to suck that beautiful cock of yours. I've been enjoying watching it get hard. And now I just need a taste. I want to lick that pre-cum off for you. You're such a good boy. I wonder if you'll get to come, pet. Do you feel my lips? My tongue licking? As you stretch my mouth. Sliding in and out. Just a little bit more, pet. Thank you. I really wanted to taste you. I hope you enjoyed your reward. Let's go for question 7, shall we? Not many left now. If a billion follows a million, and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion? I know it's so hard to be logical when you're this fucking turned on. I'm really glad I have them written down. I'll read it one more time. If a billion follows a million and a trillion follows a billion, what number follows a trillion? Let me count you down. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. What's your answer? Say it out loud. If you said quadrillion like a smarty pants, then ruin that orgasm for me. Ruin it right now for... If you said quadrillion, then ruin that orgasm. Ruin it right now for me. Good boy. You look confused. If you said 1,000,000,000,001, then slow that stroking down. You got the correct answer. Keep edging for me, pet. Now, those of you who got it wrong, it's time to turn off this audio. 36 hours. Chastity. For me, I would love to hear about your struggle. Turn off the audio. For those of you who got it right, it's time for your reward. Keep stroking. Keep edging. Now, I've already sucked your cock, so what's next? Well, it's time for me to fuck you, right? It's time for me to straddle you as you lay down and then slowly lower my soaking wet pussy onto your cock. Lower myself down until you're filling me up, and then start slowly grinding up and down. Oh God. I love that you got this far. Fuck. Intelligence turns me on. Craftiness. And I love the feel of your cock in me. Fuck, it feels good. You like me fucking you like this, don't you? You get a fucking great view of my tits just bouncing as I grind. Oh, God, on your cock. My hair falling over my shoulders. My head falling to the side. In pleasure as I moan and whimper. God, it's hard to read as I fuck you. Oh. Don't come. Keep going. Keep going. Don't come. Get right to that edge. I want to feel you pulsing inside. I want to feel you to be so fucking desperate to come with me. Two questions to go. Here's question 8. Professor Quantum, never tired of reminding his Middle Eastern students that, oh God, that the greatest gift modern man received from, the Arabs was nothing. Oh, fuck. What could he mean, pet? What could he mean? Oh. Pick your answer in 5. Oh. 4. 3. 2. 1. Congratulations. If you said 0, you're on through the final question. The invaluable gift was 0. Before its introduction, simple mathematics such as multiplication, factoring, fractions, or other numerical calculations using the old Roman numerical system was completely impractical. The simple yet ingenious 0 is what modern man's entire foundation of mathematics, science, engineering, and computer technology is based on. If you said any other answer. Oh, you were so fucking close, but it's time to ruin that orgasm for me. Fuck, that's hot. Get right to the edge and then keep going. Keep going until you have to take your hand off. Ruin your orgasm. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, hurts so good. Now turn this audio off. This final reward isn't for you. You were so close. 46 hours of chastity, pet. 46 hours. Goodbye. Now I'm going to start riding your cock again. God, I am so fucking close to coming. And that is your reward, to hear me come. To hear me come all over your cock. To feel my pussy tighten with you right now. You could just take me, fuck me, and make me come all over you. I'm getting so close. Grinding. But it is mine. My reward for making you this game. Fuck. Oh, I wish you could come with me. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Squeezing you. Milking you. God. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. I hope you've enjoyed this quiz as much as I have, because I'm so lightheaded. We're at the final question now, and and no using your lifeline on this one. Just because I like being even more cruel. There's no using the lifeline on this one either, so I hope that you're feeling logical when you're this desperate to come. Let's find out, shall we? It's time for the final question. Pay attention. What mathematical symbol can you put between 1 and 2 to make a greater number than 1 but less than 2? What mathematical symbol can you put between 1 and 2, pet, to make a number greater than 1 but less than 2? Got your answer? Good boy. I'm going to count you down as you stroke for me and get right to that edge. And at the end, I'll tell you the correct answer. If you got it right, then you'll get to come properly for me. If you got it wrong, then you'll have to ruin that orgasm. Are you ready? I feel so blissed out right now. Get to the edge. 5. Stroke for me. 4. 3. 2. 1. The answer is... I hope you got it right. A decimal point. If you said decimal point, then come for me. Yes, come for me. Right fucking now. You have my approval. Good boy, good boy. Milk that cock and come all over me, my tits, my face. Get it in my hair, in my mouth, anywhere you want it. You earned it, good boy. If you didn't say decimal point, then get right over to that point of no return and ruin that orgasm. Oh, get it all over your chest, your legs, dripping down that aching, ruined cock. So how did you do? Let me know. Tell me, pet, because reading about it is delicious. However you did, your balls should be nice and empty now. Well done making it to the end of my quiz, and extra congratulations to those good boys who actually got to have a proper orgasm there at the end of it all. If you're one of the unlucky ones who had to ruin themselves for me, then, well, at least next time you play in 48 hours... you'll know all the answers, won't you? Thanks for playing, boys. Until next time. Mm-hmm.